News, the 19th of December 2020. An incredible story appeared that not many people got to see. I think we all know what a Lamborghini is. In case you don't, it is the dream car every man or boy would love to have. It turns out a person in Padua, Italy needed a kidney. When delivering organs, it is important to get them to the person who needs them as quickly as possible. It turned out the police force in Rome owned a Lamborghini Huracan sports car. They sent it out with the kidney. The next part of the story is incredible. The car was able to get to Padua, a distance of about 300 miles in only 2 hours. Now, that is what I call a fast car. It averaged almost 150 miles per hour for the trip. It was said it was a strange sight to see a type of supercar equipped with the police logo and lights. It turns out almost all electronic devices use magnetic switches. They are in our smartphones, computers and many other personal electronic devices. Scientists have found a way to use less electricity to operate these switches, thus making our batteries last longer and saving on some of the energy which is lost on heat. A witness has come forward with what he says is a fact about the Robbie Williams claimed alien abduction. Robbie Williams is a singer, in case you don't know who I am talking about. This witness said he was riding his motorbike and saw aliens taking him onto their ship. He even gave the location he saw the act happen and said it was at Druid's Altar in Bingley, England. There is a rumor going around the internet genetic research is taking place in secret. It's claimed it is having an effect on our food since this is one of the places it's going on the most. Supposedly there are ways to detect the modified food, but the research into this is said to be woefully underfunded. It is said the federal government has admitted tax money is being sent to the projects, but mostly to the development end and not much to the discovery portion. War games have really advanced for the military. A pilot flying a fighter jet actually engaged a virtual enemy plane for a war game. The virtual plane was supplied by a computer with artificial intelligence. When we look at this scenario, we start to realize there could be other uses for this kind of thing. What comes to my mind right away is the fact we can create virtual planes anywhere and maybe use them to fool the enemy when we send our real planes over. There also could be other uses for this technology I haven't even thought of. As usual, there is a problem which they can't yet solve. This is not unusual because that is how science works. This problem has to do with the light put out by the universe. According to astronomers, the universe is putting out twice the amount of light they think it should. They are concerned because they can't account for half the light. One of the things I have a hard time understanding is the astronomers claim there is as much light outside the galaxies as there is inside. I have to wonder if there is any connection to so-called dark matter or dark energy. The story about Colonel Philip J. Cosso is making the rounds again. For those of you who don't know about him, he claimed he was tasked to distribute foreign technology to the private sector. This foreign technology was said to really be extraterrestrial technology. If Cosso is to be believed, we got our computer chip technology and fiber optics, among other things, from aliens. He put most of his story into a book which was published in 1997 called The Day After Roswell. Unfortunately, Cosso is no longer with us. If this ever turns out to be true, can you imagine what the government might have had which it kept for itself? It boggles the mind to think of what they could be hiding. As if there wasn't enough to worry about in the world, Japan plans to bring one of the tsunami-damaged reactors from the Onagawa plant back online. Fukushima suffered so much damage it still has leaking reactors, and since they were damaged by a tsunami, there is no knowing when another could hit the same spot. I believe it is reckless to do this, but it is only my opinion. Sure, Onagawa is not Fukushima, but we have to remember the tsunami did hit there also, and while not causing as much damage was still very dangerous. Building nuclear plants on the shoreline is a dangerous proposition. A skull which has been dated at 2 million years old has been found. Scientists are saying it is from a distant relative of man. It is said to have belonged to Paranthropus robustus, which was one of our relatives that had large teeth and a small brain. Not to digress, but lately brain size has been proven not to matter as much as we first thought it did. See my article, "If I Only Had a Brain," on this website. I also have to wonder if they could have snagged some sort of monkey skull and misidentified it. They had the wrong heads on many of the dinosaurs at the Museum of Natural History in New York City for many years. There is a hint here the scientists have a problem with their identification, and that is why they admit specimens from the same site are similar. They claim they are not similar from other sites. How can this be? Lately, there seems to be more emphasis on flying suits. We have one which turns you into a jet plane, we have rocket packs, and now there has been an announcement about an electric flying suit coming out which would allow the wearer to reach speeds of 186 miles per hour. A conventional flying suit is made to just glide without power. The electric engine has 20 horsepower, meaning the wearer can climb in altitude. The suit is made by BMW and the airtime of the battery is unknown, but is said to be limited, as one would expect. After all, it has to be small to reduce weight. Ultraviolet light is being used in some limited capacities to kill germs. It seems to be very effective if a room, such as a hospital room, is emptied of people and then the room is bathed in the light for a while. It is said to do a much better job of killing germs than could ever be done by hand.